Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Before you go, where you think you're going? You never reached here. Sorry. You didn't cut some.
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. They used to try to hold me, can't stop me now. Weight is what they told me, I can't hear it now. But now they wanna know me, I'm bling blinging now. Everybody's tripping cause Ray Ray's hitting. Members of the family I never met before are suddenly around me, knocking at my door with a half-assed story, looking for a cure. They want what I've been working for, but where the hell were they before? How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother's popping up, I don't know about. Claiming that they wanna cut up my bank account. Got the Sugar Ray touch, so I got my doubt. The DNA is matching up, cause I always back it up. Time for rearranging, those who wanna think. They tell me that I'm changing, thinking that I'm got chicken heads paging. Ain't life a bitch, ain't no time to play around. Moving on to higher ground. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky.
And welcome back to The Purpose of Closure with your host, Cassandra Brand. We have a new intro, and that was Time to Shine by Ray Vaughan. I used that to go along with our topic today, A Diva Without a Purpose. I was thinking today about purpose. And I was thinking about our episodes for the last 2 days about a virtuous woman. Now, I'm just being very open, candid, diverse, but I am on a mission. Not to preach, judge, or anything, but inform, information. And today I would like to inform you about some information I learned. We women, not every woman, but a lot, today in trending times, use this term, I'm a diva. Well, before I actually took the time to look up the definition, I used to respond, a diva or a devil? I guess church folks would call them Jezebels. But I looked up the definition of diva, and it gave me Webster's definition, and then it gave me the urban definition. Now, on the regular definition, on the Webster, was diva is a famous female opera singer. Now, you know, I know, and everyone else know that when you hear a woman say, I'm a diva, she's a diva, she is not calling herself an opera singer. But in the urban dictionary, and these words, some of the words that you hear may, you know, are not part of my vocabulary. I'm just repeating what is in the dictionary. Because this is what people, definition and perspective is as a diva. A hustler, bitch, princess, vixen, baby, totally gorgeous, amazing female, cutest smile, and sweet ASS body, loves partying and drinks a lot, but still incredibly smart. And it states, but be warned, can get extremely horny and may want to jump unexpectedly.
Before you go, where you think you're going?
You never reached here.
Sorry. You think so?
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. They used to try to hold me, can't stop me now. Weight is what they told me, I can't hear it now. But now they wanna know me, I'm bling blinging now. Everybody's tripping cause Ray Ray's hitting. Members of the family I never met before are suddenly around me, knocking at my door with a half-assed story, looking for a cure. They want what I've been working for, but where the hell were they before? How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother's popping up,
I don't know about,
claiming that they wanna cut
up my bank account.
Ain't got the sugar ray touch,
so I got my doubt.
The DNA is matching up, cause I always back it up. Time for rearranging,
those who wanna
think, they tell me that I'm changing,
thinking that I'm
got chicken heads paging.
Ain't that a bitch,
ain't no time to play around, moving on to higher ground.
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and I'm flow to high.
Are you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high.
My limit is beyond the sky. Are you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high.
Just as high as my wings can fly.
Are you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high.
Now, did you listen to that song? Now, that's a version of a Devo. The Devo is the male version of a diva. Time to shine. And when I listen to that song and I look up the definition of diva, they also use words as a vixen, like video vixen. That last description of a totally gorgeous, amazing female, the cutest smile and sweet ASS body, loves partying and drinks a lot. Who wants to be labeled as that? But still incredibly smart. What do they consider as being smart? And then they also said, actually, in the definition, but be warned, can get extremely horny and may jump unexpectedly. That is exactly what it says. Told you it wasn't going to hold anything back. As we were talking about a virtuous woman, we were talking about the need to teach our young children, not only the ladies, but the men too, to set the mentality. Also, a diva has a lot of vanity as well. And vanity is an excessive pride and or an admiration of one's own appearance or achievement. Conceit, self-love, self-absorbing, egotism, boastfulness, cockiness. Listen to this one. Swagger. big-headed. That's the definition of vanity, which also describes a diva. And in the Word of God, the best book that talks about vanity is the book of Ecclesiastes. Yes, I'm going there. And as I was reading today, I went to Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and began to read. And as I was reading it, all these things just came to me. Things I've seen, things I've heard, things I experienced. And I really wanted to share because it just works right with the virtuous woman and a diva without a purpose. So starting from the first verse in the second chapter of Ecclesiastes, it says, I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove thee with merit. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. Now I want you to count exactly how many times I use the word I. Okay, let's mark it down together. Now just in this one verse, the word I was used twice. Then it says, I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? There I again start with I. I thought in my heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, so I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. Now, we're just on the fourth verse. And we heard I at least 10 times. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also, I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the province. I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Now, all that, and at the end of the day, there was no profit. And I don't mean profit. I'm saying profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. At the end of the day, it was nothing but vanity and vexation of the spirit. Okay, Cassandra, where are you going with this today? As we listen to Time to Shine music, as we open up with the definition of a diva, the definition of vanity, and then even gave you scripture. See, nothing is new under the sun or the moon. Nothing is new. Now, this is in the Old Testament, so this happened thousands of years ago, over 2,000 years ago, and the same thing is happening today. A diva without a purpose. You spend all the money and time focusing on the wrong things. And there's nothing wrong with gain. Do not misunderstand me. I don't expect for you or a person to be broken down and looking poor and hungry. But it's used as a tool, not a foundation of your purpose. Everyone has a purpose. Do you know what your purpose is? I'll tell you what, number one purpose of every person on this earth, and that is to, number one, serve and worship God. But he put something individually and collectively in each and one of us. And women, you are more than just your hips and your breasts and your thighs, your nails, and your eyelashes, and your Brazilian and Cambodian and Malaysian hair. Let's go a little bit deeper. Do you want to continue to be classified as a hustler? B-I-T-C-H, a woman that will do anything to get what she wants. This is not coming from me. This is in the dictionary, printed worldwide. So this is the mentality, the perspective that people have as far as a diva. That's why we have to watch what we say and what we speak on ourselves and our children or anyone else in that case. If a man was to gain the world and lose his soul, what should he gain? I have traveled all over the United States and some out the country chasing money. It's time to let money chase you with opportunities and attach to that dollar respect and honor. Sometimes we may possibly be setting ourselves up for something that we don't even know we're getting into. Just with the label and the classifications that we put ourselves in. Touching the green. Yeah, girl, I'm a diva. Oh, she's a diva. Girl, my child is a diva. That is not cute. I pray that every time the word diva come out of your mouth or call someone else or anyone female, after you get this understanding. And every time you think of it, or if it does come out of your mouth, it convicts you. Because if a man thinketh, so is he. You're speaking it. Next thing you know, you're looking like it. Next thing you know, you're acting like it. Next thing you know, you become it. And even if you do, what is the purpose of it? What is the purpose of a diva? Now I know the purpose of a female opera singer. And they are, you know, some of them, but if they're not, you know, saturated in the industry with them, that's getting paid big, big money. And that takes a special gift and talent to do that. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about this labeling. I was looking on Facebook today, and I saw a photograph of three sick sisters. They were taking a picture. And they were all standing next to each other. And they all had nice long hair, big, thick legs, curvy bodies, but they weren't facing the camera. Their backside was facing the cameras. Here, take a picture of my B-U-T-T. Girl, I'm going to do me. Girl, I got to have. I'm going to get. I'm going to build. For what? Without a purpose. All I'm saying to you, to me, and everyone else today, in the year of 2014, let's focus more on purpose. Let's do things with a purpose. Let's purchase things with a purpose. Let's wear things with a purpose. Let's say things with a purpose. And I guarantee you, as we exercise this task in our life, it will become a part of our lives. And then we will begin to look, walk, talk, and live with purpose. You ever got up in the morning, you do your hair, your nails, you get dressed, you get in the car, and you're looking good, and talk on the phone, and you're just so busy. And at the end of the day, you're tired. But can you remember what you really actually accomplished, or how many people you helped, or did anything on purpose? We have to stop wasting time. Oh, I'm looking good for my man. No, you're looking good for yourself. But I'm looking good for myself to get a man. No. But what is the purpose? The attitude behind the skirt. Or the irk. And when I say irk, because some skirts are very short, like the ones in the picture that was on Facebook today. You can actually see the gaps of the bottom of the cheeks from their skirts. And they stood with their legs apart. And that's what we're calling divas. What is the purpose? I got to get this money. Do you know money without a purpose is a sin? Because it's not even ours. It belongs to God, and I'm going to prove it to you. because on the back of every single dollar bill that you get and you flip it and turn it around, it says, "In God we trust." It has his name on it. It doesn't say in Cassandra we trust, and Beyonce we trust, and got to get this money we trust. It doesn't say diva in trust. It says, "In God we trust." And if you don't trust or get your money in his name, then it's in vain, and that's vanity. Just like in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, I read through it all the way from verses 1 through 11, and it talked about what he built, what he had, everything that his eyes desired, he fulfilled it. I, me, want mine. People, ladies, let's turn from our wicked ways. And God will hear our prayers. Some right now are angry with God because you feel like he don't hear or he's not answering your prayer. And I'm not God, but I'm going to use a little common sense on this. Because I know what the word says, that sin is what separates us from God. And if you're in vain, vanity, deceit, conceit, that's like a blockage, like a little piece of panel in between your prayer. It's blocking it. And I'm talking to everyone, but I'm really talking to the ones who already knows this and continues to do the same thing. Well, I just can't help myself. I know it's hard out here to separate yourself, but that's another thing that God says. Separate yourself. Come out from amongst them. Be a light that is set upon a hill that no man can put out. It's easy to be a copycat, but it is very difficult to be different. Like that song, "I'm Different." You are not a diva without a purpose. You are a woman of God with a purpose. Sometimes we may have to dig a little deep. And today, you ask some people, "What is your purpose?" They really don't know. I've been praying, I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm searching. But I tell you what our purpose is not. Just to get more money, more houses, more cars. For what? If you're not going to share it, you're going to only drive one at a time. All right, give or take. One for work, one for church, and a family car. But you know what I'm talking about. Let's work on the inside. Let's deal with the reality. Because people keep asking themselves and other people, "What's wrong with the world today?" Well, let's start with ourselves. What in the world is wrong with us today? Or me? What in the world is wrong with me today? I'm not going to keep going over and over and over again, but this "I'm a diva" thing, to me, that's like a spank in a lady's face, in a woman's face. Like, you don't like the word "nigga," like it don't be like to call the word nigga. I don't like to hear a woman call herself a diva, because the first thing out of my mind really is a devil. It's not cute, because it doesn't even have a purpose. 2014, if you don't have a purpose, if anything in your life does not have a purpose, it needs to go. And I'm not talking about benefit. Okay? If it ain't going to do nothing for me, if it ain't going to put my money in my pocket, if it ain't for me. No, I'm talking about a purpose. Jesus had a purpose. He fulfilled his. Mary had a purpose. Joseph had a purpose. Peter, Paul had purpose. I'm not saying everyone is here to preach or teach, but I am saying everyone has a purpose. Excuse me. And we have to be in the right position. And we have to learn how to manage our time and our dimes. Stop becoming so much of a consumer, buying into the trend, what's new. Keeping up with the Joneses. Oh, I'm a hustler. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You can't pimp and fall in love. Usually pimps that fall in love end up being pimped. Strippers, women in the adult industry, or even if you're sitting in the choir stand or the pulpit, that attitude of a diva is getting out of hand with no purpose. That song, Time to Shine, he said, how high can he go as far as his wings can spread? Reminds me of the story of Babylon when they built the tower trying to reach heaven. And that came down, trying to keep you from falling. And they done to have a t-shirt. Why go that far and fall? We have to start all over when someone is being woman enough or bold enough to tell you, no, not that route. It's not cute. It's not glamorous. It's not fulfilling. It has no purpose. I mean, really. It took me from moving from Buffalo to New Jersey, to North Carolina, to North Carolina, to Texas. I can't tell you at least 15 times. I had an ideal, but then again, I was being rebellious. But to really, really acknowledge my purpose. And I'm doing this now to help usher others into their purpose. But how do you usher someone to their purpose? Through your testimony, through your stories, not sugarcoating and being candid, being transparent with people, not telling them what they want to hear what you think they want to hear because you want to manipulate them to get something back in return from them. And it's one thing I cannot stand is when a person tries to manipulate and give you information in portions and ration it out. I'm going to give you a little bit of information, and then they get a little bit from you, so then they give you a little bit more, and then you end up giving a little bit more. No. I'll give it to you straight up. Trying to be a diva is not the route. Be a lady. Be a woman. Be a virtuous woman with purpose. Now, I don't know where people get this idea that Christians have to walk around with no smile on their face and with their hands folded and legs crossed and sitting straight up with A-plus posture, and they don't do any wrong. They don't wear lipstick, earrings. I don't know where people got that idea from. But Christianity is a lifestyle, and it's a beautiful life. Once you make that effort, it won't come overnight. And I'm not saying that it's going to be all roses. You'll never have any problems. But you have to have a guideline, a line that you don't cross. I know sometimes just wants to take a little step over on the other side and see what it looks like. But let me tell you, the grass is not greener on the other side. Remember the definition. This is what the perception of a diva is. Technically, hustler, D-I-T-C-H, vixen. And then, the definition of vixen, bluntly, totally gorgeous. Oh girl, you're so fine. Amazing female. She's so smart and so bubbly, so vibrant, a cute smile. And actually said a sweet ASS body. Could you imagine? Loves a party and drink a lot. But still incredibly smart. That is a deception. That is not a reality. And it also says, but be warned, can get extremely horny and may jump unexpectedly. And we wonder what we'd be doing wrong when it comes to relationship and men. Or why we attract the kind of men that we do. No, a dog is a dog, and men are going to be men, but I'll tell you one thing. You have the power to control who comes in your life and who stays in your life and who goes out of your life. It's just like code of a dressing attire. You have formal wear, you have casual wear, and then you have sport wear. You can't wear all three outfits at one time. And the outfit that you choose in that category has to be appropriate for the event. But you can still have all three in your wardrobe. And that's the same way people are in our lives. I know I have a funny way of putting things together, but That's the way it comes to me. That's the way I see it. And this is not only speaking to the ladies, this is also speaking to the men that deals with divas. They want a nice lady. I know there are men out there, and they probably rather deal with a professional escort or pick up a stripper or something like that, get what they want, keep going, because they don't want to deal with all the emotional and drama attachments that come with women. So, men, I'm giving you an idea of what not to look for and what to look for in a woman. Because you have no power to create or raise or train one. You have to identify and be able to relate. First, have an idea of what it is that you really want. Because some men deal with divas because they think that's the trending thing. And we don't even know what a diva is. And then once they get one, they hit it once or twice, take her out for a movie or date, and then realize, I don't really want this. And then women are emotional. Then they come back knocking on the door. He's scratching the car, calling up the family. And in some cases, calling up your exes or your wife. Come on, we have to get this together. Stop focusing on me, me, me. I got to do me, I got to do me, I got to do me. First do Jesus. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added. And have a plan. Have a plan. Write it down. Write your vision down. Word of God says to write your vision on a tablet and run with it. Words are so vitally important. They really do create. You look at some movies that's been filmed and watched, next thing you know, that event is actually happening. Hear people write songs and sing them and put the words on the atmosphere. Next thing you know, they're either living by them or dying by them. We are no different. Words do not pick and choose us. We pick and choose our words to release in the atmosphere. So don't label yourself as a diva. Save yourself as a woman, a woman with purpose, a lady with purpose, a virtuous woman, a woman of God. Speak those things in your life. Label yourself with those type of labels. Not even label, seal, serial number. That's when you're stuck with it for life. Can't change it. Divas you can change. Divas come and they go. Because as soon as you get a certain age, you're not in the diva category anyway. Now you may still want to call yourself a diva, but you just become a cougar diva. Or elderly diva. Or a mature woman diva. See? If you want to be able to say, oh, well, that's not me, I'm sorry to inform you that you may possibly be blinded. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. And if you have any of that in you, it will definitely show you. And it's a spirit that has to be fed. So it doesn't get any better. It does only get worse. Because it's a spirit. And in order for that spirit to stay alive, it has to be fed with selfishness, self-centeredness, conceit. That's why when you see someone like that, and they just get worse and worse, worse. Me, 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 I. Okay? So now that we learned today about a diva without a purpose, now that you know what you know, what you're going to do with it. How can I turn it around? I'm too far in. It's my reputation. This is what they know me as. Well, if you notice, I'm Cassandra Brand, a.k.a. Miss Alexis. But that's who they knew you as, not who you become or you're becoming. And I use both names because people who know Miss Alexis don't know Cassandra, and people who know Cassandra don't know Miss Alexis. But I want everybody to know that she is the same person, and this is who I become, and I have nothing to hide. I'm being very transparent. That's why I have a signature name like that. I have been watching the stats of the show, and I want to thank everyone who joined in and download and listens in. Even if you don't call or say anything, I still appreciate you listening because I know you're out there. And I also like to continue to share with you about the new release of The Purpose of My Closure, Volume 2, that just been released. I will be having a book signing and debut in Charlotte, North Carolina next month, so listen out for the scheduled event. If you are interested and would like to get a RSVP, then just you can email me at missbrand811@gmail.com. That's MSBRAND811@gmail.com. And check out my website. Updated information will be posted on thepurposeofclosure.com. That's thepurposeofclosure.com. Just the way it says. THETURPOSEOFCLOSUR.com. Also, we'll be doing a little bit of referrals and having some guests coming in soon, doing some interviews. It's going to be an exciting year here on The Purpose of Closure radio station. We'll be doing great things right now. It's a new beginning, and it's just me and you. And right now, that's all we need, as long as God is in it. And he's definitely in it. That's why I use the word, not to manipulate or control the situation, ask anyone for any money, but to let you know what the world says about something, but then what God says about it. And we have a choice. So now that you know what you know, what are you going to choose? You're going to be a diva without a purpose? Are you going to be a virtuous woman, woman of God, a lady, a woman? Everybody, every woman wants that for herself. Also, ladies, check out lolovvnetwork.com. That is a great site for style and fashion. And like I said before, there's nothing wrong with style and fashion as long as you wear it and don't let it wear you. We're going to be ending this episode in about 5 minutes. And I want also to let you know that you're always welcome to call in. Love to get some feedback and interaction with others and have someone else's inside-outside opinion. is want to know a little bit about the second volume. The volume, you first really need to read the first one, but the second volume does have some of the first volume in it. Like I said, it has an intervention with noted answers because there's so many episodes. And it's not a biography about myself, and it's written from the childhood. Right now, the first volume was from like ages 1 through 17, and the second volume was up to probably age 20. And it goes up into 1985. But some really, really good episode stories in there that I'm sure you or you know someone that can relate to. Let them know they're not alone and that God got your back through the whole thing, no matter what you go through. We leave God. He never leaves us. Very enjoyable book. After the 12th volume is completed, the objective goal is to have it turn into an episode of movie. So this is an ongoing, exciting adventure and experience. And it's just like getting an encyclopedia. A lot of information. Like I said, it's not to exploit anyone. It's only to help others. And today, I hope someone with some clarity about the difference and definition of a diva. But most of all, just have purpose. Not motive, not agenda in a negative way, but a purpose. I want to thank you for spending this last hour with me. And we'll see you tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
Hey, yo, son. I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already. You know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Give just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever and don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I see to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, talks where you wanna tote. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking.